My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. Bless his name. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've allowed us to see. Another day that you blessed us to rise this morning early to seek your face, God, to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with praise. God, we are thankful that you have spared our lives just another day. It's another day, God, that you have made that we can have a closer walk with you. It's another day, God, that you have made that we can be in your presence, God, and bask in your glory. It's another day that you have made, God, that we can lay down every sin and every weight, oh, God, so that nothing will be able to separate us from your love. It's another day that you've made, God, that you've allowed us the ability to walk in victory, oh, God, and defeat the enemy on every single hand. Oh, God, it's another day, God, that we can walk by faith and not by sight, putting our whole and our whole faith and our whole trust in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another day that you have made. And so, God, with all of the victories, oh, God, that we have already, that you've already given us for the day, God, we can rejoice right now. Praise you in advance and thank you, God, for another day that you have made. For you have spared our lives. Oh, God, your mercy endures forever, God. Your favor, oh, God, is upon us, God. And we say thank you for this day. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your love. And we thank you, God, for being such an awesome and mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adores you because you are mighty. You are great. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are magnificent. There's nobody like you. Oh, God, you're a great God. And we bless you, God, with the fruit of our lips, Lord, this day. And we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, making a praise unto you, to glorify the God of our salvation, to love you, God, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our souls. Oh, God, to cast down every imagination. Oh, God, to put away every stronghold, break up every stronghold. Oh, God, to pray, seek your face, God, that you can break up every fallow ground. We seek your anointing. We seek your favor. We seek your power. We seek your anointing. We seek your presence. Let your glory be revealed in us in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, on this day. And prepare us, oh, God, for everything that may be coming our way on this day. Thank you for the victory even now. And I thank you for the victory even now over this little scratchy and sore throat that's going on in my voice. God, you are a healer. Oh, God, and there's nothing that's too small for you. Oh, God, there's nothing too insignificant to you, God. But, God, whatever it is that we make known unto you, oh, God, we can have that petition because we believe that you hear us. And not only that we believe that you hear us and know that you hear us, oh, God, but that you have come to our rescue. You will answer our prayers. Oh, God, you will come, oh, God, and make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I ask, oh, God, that you would touch your people today. Oh, God, from the very crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, I plead the blood even now, God. What can wash away sin? Nothing but the blood. But what can make me whole with him? It's nothing but the blood as well. And so I plead the blood, God, over everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and wash us and make us whole and clean us inside and out, God, that we may represent you. Oh, God, that we may boldly proclaim your name, that we may let the world know that you are still a redeemer, that we may let someone know that you are still a way maker, that we may let someone know, God, that you are still a heart fixer, a mind regulator, oh, God, a problem fixer. God, you can make everything well. You do all things well. And so if we put our trust and our hope and our faith in you, oh, God, there's nothing, oh, God, that can stop us. This morning, God, we declare that we have a confident expectation, God, that it is well with our soul. We put our whole trust, our whole faith, oh, God, our whole outlook in life in your hands because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. I preach this Sunday, God, that we have a confident expectation, God, and trusting you, God, that we know that everything is going to be all right. Help us stand upon your word, God. Help us to stand upon your promises. Because your promises, God, your promises are yea and amen. What you have for me, Lord, it is for me. No devil in hell, no devil on his way to hell, no devil on his way to bust the lake of fire wide open can stop us, can hinder us, can afflict us, oh God, and prevent us from being in your arms and from having the victory. He is a defeated foe. And so we walk in victory this morning. We walk in your anointing. And we ask, God, that you come tomorrow and have your way in our lives. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. It's your anointing that destroys every yoke. Bind the spirit that does not want to seek you this early in the morning. Bind the spirit, God, that does not want to submit to your will and to submit to your way. Bind the spirit, God, that don't put his trust or her trust in you, oh, God, because our hope is built in nothing less. It's built in the promises that came with the blood of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice that he made on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. He paid the price so that we might have life, so that we can walk in victory, we can walk in favor, we can walk in your love. You pay the price so that we might live and not die. And we don't have to just live a plain old life, but you have promised us an abundant life. For you have earned life abundantly, life that more abundantly. And so, God, get our minds straight this day. Transform and renew our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Make us perfect in every way, God, as we strive to be more like you. Oh, God, help us to lay down everything that's unlike you. Help us to bind the things that cause distraction in our lives. Help us, oh, God, to stand, oh God, so that the devil will flee from us, God. Oh God, that's your word, Lord. It's your word, God, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's your word that's a light unto our pathway. So we, God, we want you to hide your word in our heart, Lord, that we might not sin against thee, that we may put our whole trust and all of our faith in you, God, this day, in the name of Jesus. And so that your will might be done, and that you may be pleased with us, and that you may get the glory and the honor out of our lives. Oh, God, I pray for this nation, a nation that is growing more and more wicked every single day. But you told us that my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, then the land will be healed. We seek your face, then you'll turn us, oh, God, away. You'll help us. Oh, God, you'll turn the sin and the reproach away from us. So, God, give us to pray. And not only do we pray for this nation, God, we pray for the nations, oh God, that were affected by Hurricane Matthew, Lord. We pray for those in Jamaica. We pray for those in Haiti, God, what devastation was wrought in those on those island nations, God. Oh God, but we ask for mercy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And let those that remain see you, God, in the pardon of their sins. Help them to see you in the salvation of their soul. God, help them to see you, oh, God, for how great you are, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy upon those lands and send the help that they need, God, to recover. You can make them, you can bring about a recovery, Lord. And so, God, we pray even for those in the areas of Florida where flooding, oh, God, has occurred. In the North Carolina, Lord, God, saw images and videos of flooding, ravaging the land. God, heard people from Virginia Beach, God, being thankful, Lord. Oh, God, that the flooding didn't overtake their areas as well. God, thank you for mercy, God. Thank you for not destroying us, Lord. We thank you, God, because you, oh, God, are in control of everything, God. And we put our lives in your hands. We don't put our trust in the hope, in our hope in man, because man falls short, Lord. But you never fail. Every day, God, you are the same, Lord. And so we thank you, God, for being patient with us. And we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We pray that your will might be done in our lives this day. Those that are bereaved, oh God, across this nation, we pray for healing and comfort now in the name of Jesus. Those that may be sick in their bodies, God, we pray for healing, oh God, deliverance in their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you help us as believers to be the lights that you call for us to be. Help us to shine even now, God, that those that don't know you and the pardon of their sins may confess their sins, God. Oh, God, not to us, but to you, God, and turn to you, oh, God, and give their lives back over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, as we come to the conclusion of our prayer this morning, God, we want to say thank you for us allowing us to participate in the 40 days of prayer, oh, God, with our national church, God, in the name of Jesus. And since we last prayed collectively as a group, Lord, they have asked that we pray for the convocation services. Lord, let it be a revival, God. I remember praying already, oh, God, that there may be a revival that spring forth out of this holy convocation, Lord. Oh, God, to stir our hearts and stir our minds, oh, God, to be back, oh, God, to come back home and to be about our Father's business. Oh, God, shine us up, oh, God, and make us right, Lord, as a collective body, oh, God, that we may be the light in this dark and dreary world, Lord. For you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous life, God, oh God, to be witnesses for you. So God, let the revival, let the holy convocation, oh God, not be just about finances, but let it be a revival now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint every single service, Lord. Anoint every single speaker, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint everything that's done, that you may get the glory out of us in the name of Jesus. And then I pray for each and every volunteer, God, that works on the back end, God, to make the meeting a success, God. Oh, God, honor their commitment, God. Honor them, oh God, their decision to submit to you, oh God, and to yield their services to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not be taken advantage of, God, but bless them, oh God, for their sacrifice and return unto them some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. We pray for each and every single volunteer now in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we pray for traveling mercies, God, as we come, oh God, from the four corners of the world, God, from country to country, state to state, city to city, and make our way to St. Louis, Lord. Oh God, bless us as we come in cars. Bless us come as we come in trains. Bless us as we come on airplanes, God. Bless us as we come from all over the world, oh God. And let us make it there safely, and let us make it back home safely. And then we also pray, oh God, for the finances of the saints and the health of the saints. Oh, God, that you will bless us, because this is the time and season that we will come together to bring in our sacrifices, oh, God, to be a blessing to our church at large. So bless us, God, as we prepare our way to come to St. Louis. God, I pray for this nation. I pray that your people will take time to pray, that we will pray for our police officers, that we will pray for young men, oh, God, that these senseless killings, God, may cease, Lord, that we'll put our trust in you, God, that we'll pray, oh, God, that we'll be covered, our children will be covered by your blood. Yes, God, I know my son is a young African-American male. Yes, I know my baby boy is a young African-American male. Oh, God, but my concern, God, is not about what the police officer would do, but my concern is what the devil will try to do in their lives. And so daily, God, I plead the blood over our young children, our young sons, Lord. And so give us to pray, Lord. And if we know that they're covered by your blood, God, then we know that no weapon that tries to be formed against them shall prosper. And so I put my trust in you. And God, give us as a people to put our trust in you. Give us as a nation to not put our hope in a Trump or in a Clinton, but to put our hope and our faith in the God of our salvation. We thank you, God, this day, for you do all things well. And we put our heart and we put our trust and we put our faith in you, because you are a magnificent and wonderful Savior. Bless everyone that tuned in this morning to our prayer. We thank you, oh God, for them taking this time to sacrifice. God, you know that our sacrifices are not in vain, that you always bless us when we offer unto you a sacrifice. So bless them, oh God, tremendously on this day, as this is a day of fasting. Help us to put flesh under subjection and help us to draw nearer to thee in the mighty name of Jesus. As a ministry, God, we thank you for the success of our anniversary, God. And we pray, God, that you continue to bless us as a ministry, that we continue to grow. Thank you, oh God, for continue to sending overflow, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm just being reminded, God, we had all of that chicken yesterday because we're not hoarding the things that you're giving us, Lord, but we're turning around, oh God, and we're giving it out to those. So we're, as you bless us, we're making room for you to bless us even more, God. So continue to enlarge our territory. Continue to bless us. Continue to keep us. And continue to, oh God, to open up doors that the enemy tries to shut, that we may be a vessel, or that we may be conduits of hope in Dumfries and in this city and in the Northern Virginia area. Thank you, God. We bless your name now, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.